Welcome to a place of rods, reels, line, and fish. You're about to enter the fishing zone.
Nah, just kidding. It's only us. Area fishing report time here on Radio Fishing. And Fishing Frank in the chair, we got Robert in the chair across from me, and we have Captain Carl somewhere out there in the wide world of the water. He went out as self-described. He's playing today. You can hear his phone screeching in the background there. We're not really sure where he is or what he's doing, but it is Captain Carl, so you have never any idea what that could be. He could be anywhere at any time. And so, anyway, without further ado and noise, hey there, where are you at, Carl?
Right now, I'm back on the reef now, Alligator Creek Reef.
Oh, okay.
I had a problem this morning, and I kept getting short cobia using shrimp. I found some ladyfish.
All right, well, we'll get to the reef in a minute, but you're out there on the reef right now, so keep the back of the phone to the wind, not the front of the phone, okay?
Yep.
All right, good deal. We're going to start off up in the Peace River, and good morning, Robert.
Good morning, sir.
Yep, it's still morning. I got 6 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, so Peace River, you and I were there last night fishing.
Yes, we were.
And I slammed.
Yes, you did.
Hey, Carl, two slams. One with you.
Really?
One with you Tuesday, and I slammed out last night. I got,
oh, nice.
Admittedly, very small redfish and a very small snook. And then all of a sudden, I get a hit of my line. I'm like, is that my trout? Yes, flat slab.
Did you use the bow grip this time?
Wow. Yes, Carl. Oh, hey, I got to tell you, boys and girls out there, I'm out there with Carl, and he says, you know, I finally catch really nice redfish. Carl put me in a very big redfish we're going to get to there, but I dropped it. He says, you need the grip? I said, nah, I got this. Ka-dunk, ka-dunk, ka-splash. No pictures, so no actual flat slam, because I don't have pictures of either one, so... Anyway, but it would have been nice. But anyway, I'm going to say... L-I-T-T little I guess little snook little redfish and nice sized trout.
Yeah, the river's starting to get better. A lot more fish starting to move up there right now.
Really?
Yep. A lot more smaller redfish, and then if you go up by, like, the dam and the sand creek and the truck, there's some bigger snook up there right now.
Yeah, we were just down on the river itself. What was funny is the last time I was at that spot, Terry caught close to a 15-inch mangrove snapper there.
Wow.
So this time we caught, four or five catfish, two or three redfish, a little snook, and not a lot else, was there?
No, it wasn't. Wasn't a lot, but it was still fun and relaxing. I mean, for what, we were there maybe an hour?
Yeah, about an hour, I guess we were there.
You know, I mean, for sitting in one spot for an hour, catching all that, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I was actually...
It was peaceful.
You caught the one little redfish,
mm-hmm.
And then we didn't have anything for a while, and I'm thinking, boy, it'd be nice even if the catfish would start to bite, because what is going on? I was like... You know, thinking about moving somewhere else, then all of a sudden, you know, a couple more little redfish, a little snook, and then, of course, the trout and a few other things. But it's the first time I outfished my wife. So what happens as soon as she gets back to the house?
She's got to catch a bigger snook.
Nah.
Literally. Dock the boat behind the house, right? Get out. And Terry immediately takes out the shrimp while I'm loading the boat up. And, boom, she nails a snook that was probably heavier than all of my fish combined.
Yeah. Usually how it happens.
Yeah, but he outfished her yesterday without a doubt. I was the witness there to that one.
Yeah, but she did exactly as she did to me the last time her and I were out. I caught all these fish, and her one fish probably weighed as much as everything I had caught. So she just wasn't going to let it stand that I was actually got a little bit more than her on there. All
I just
right,
think
so
it's
anyway.
Funny how competitive she gets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
gotta get the top.
Yeah, I'm just not used to that. It's just kind of funny to watch her like that. It was a good time. I mean, I was having fun fishing, but I was having fun listening to them two pick on each other. It was a good time. She was enjoying it.
Yeah, we had a good time. All right. Now, that's going to take us down to I-75. What's going on down there? I personally haven't caught any fish there the last couple times I've been there.
That gentleman I was talking to this morning, actually, when we first pulled up, he fishes there a lot, and he said it's been super slow. He gave about the same information on the upper part of the river, but he said his spots around the 75 bridge have been pretty quiet.
Yeah. Anything from you, Carl, or is it?
No, I haven't got nothing much up there.
It happens. It's that weird part where he told me his water temperature up there was 74 degrees, and I know that the gulls run like right at 72 to 74, depending on the spot you're looking at. So when the rivers and the gulf are running that same temperature, your spots can be a little on the funky side from day to day.
Oh, wait a minute.
Fish don't have a place to make up their mind.
12-2. Okay. I was still doing this at 11:04, 12:02. I guess if I put the right dates on here, that would actually be better.
Yeah. It usually helps.
Yes. Good thing I got it on the second one. I was looking at this going, oh, come on. Really? All right. I just got to fix this one thing. 12/02. All right. We can go on to the next one now. All right, so, very slow. All right, now, 41 Bridge, anything going on there?
That's been picking up just a little bit more. Right now they're doing catch and release snook since snook closed 2 days ago. Mostly in the evenings and the early mornings. I've heard of a couple of redfish being caught from guys in boats fishing between the 41 Bridge and the power lines.
Some what?
Redfish.
Ah.
A couple of oddball trout, heard of a couple of juvenile tarpon, and then there's been a couple of small black drum, which was kind of surprising. The guy wasn't sure if they were whiting or drum. He was just kind of like, what's the difference here? And I'm showing him the stripes, you know, like they're pretty distinct on the black drum. Those whiting only get the stripe, little faint stripe when they're really excited.
Anything from you up there, Carl, 41?
I've heard about some snook and some small black drum, too. But still, that's not much.
All right. So, moving on, Lashley Pier. What's going on there?
I honestly haven't gotten a good report this week on it.
You know, a few snook, but, you know, on the smaller size, nothing great.
Well, snook goes a couple
times.
That's
mainly
ago,
at
so.
The base of the bridge, too, at the base of the pier.
All right. Okay. And, smaller snook got that. All right, Bayshore Pier. Trying to figure out what's, anything going on there at Bayshore?
That's been a little quiet. A couple guys have cooked a couple small cobia off of there this past week, but that's the only activity I heard about personally.
Anything from you, Coral?
No, they sure have been kind of quiet.
All right. It's going to take us over to the Port Charlotte Canal System. All right, what do we got in the Port Charlotte Canals, Robert?
Little snook are starting to cooperate just a little better in the last 2 days. All the hardhead catfish you want behind my house. I think every hardhead catfish in that entire canal system is behind my house right now. There has been some jacks, especially over there in the Ackerman and Manchester waterway. And then a handful of bigger black drum being seen, but not too many people catching them, but definitely seeing some like 30 and 40 pounders swimming by. And that's about it that I've heard of.
What you got, Carl?
You know, as you get back down towards like the back of the O'Hara waterway, there has been some better snook hanging out very far back, like almost to like where you get to 776. There's some better snook hanging out back there, real good on the early morning topwater bites. But other than that, I mean, if you stay at the mouths of those poor shark canals, the snapper and sheeps are really starting to move in over there.
Yeah, I forgot about hearing about a couple of the sheepshead.
There's been some pretty good sized sheepshead being caught over there, right by like the Manchester waterway, the mouth of that, the Pelham waterway.
I just want to know where all these sheepshead go when it gets warm.
Pretty sure at least, probably.
Yeah. It's just weird the way they also just kind of show up.
Okay, going over to the Elgebine Pier. What do we got at Elgebine?
During the day and the first thing in the morning, they've been picking up a few trout. A couple of sheepshead I've been hearing about. The occasional little black drum. And then the night fishing the last couple nights, some guys have picked up a couple of bigger trout and some catch and release snook. I haven't heard of anything else, so to speak.
Hearing a lot about the nighttime snook fishing there.
Yeah. Yeah, this full moon's got them pretty excited over there. A lot of guys got disappointed. They're like, man, just as the bite's starting to get good, now it's going to close up. We're like, what are we going to do? A couple guys were excited. They're like, that's all right. I still do the catch and release only, so it's fun anyhow. The one guy bought two of those spool techs, but he bought the storms because he was actually having better luck on the storms.
You know, I think with the storm versus the spool tech, if I'm casting it, I think the spool tech will outfish the storm. But if I'm walking it, bouncing it next to the piers, I think the storm outfishes the spool tech.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's kind of what it's been like for me. You hearing anything like that, Carl?
No, I haven't really experimented with walking either one of those lures too much.
Casting both of them?
I mean, I was trolling the storm paddletail this morning, and I caught two short cobia on it.
Cool. Well, we'll get to that. Remember that when we get to where you're at. So,
yep.
Okay. The Myakka River area. This is Tippy Canoe Cattle Dock. 14-foot hole, anywhere on the Myakka River. What's going on?
Well, the main thing I've heard about has been some of the bigger snook on the north end of the Myakka cutoff, and then been a few pompano and a couple bonnet heads and a couple short cobia on the Myakka side of the Hog Island. Yeah, it's been not too bad. How about you, Carl? You been up in there lately? I know you love that area.
Right now it's pretty much every deep bend in the Myakka cutoff, Tippy Canoe is all holding the real rat ribs. You will get a keeper. You just have to weed through them enough to get that keeper size. But there is some really good snook moving up in there because it's warmer for them. Also, you know, on the outside of Hog Island, there's been some pompano running. Also, there's a lot of trout on the backside towards Tippy Canoe.
Any size to the trout?
Most of them are like 13 to 14 inch range.
Catching them on shrimp or soft plastics?
Shrimp on a float, and then also throwing a little DOA cow paddle tails with jig head.
Well, there you go.
Okay. How's the weather out there? Is that wind picking up or?
No.
No. Okay.
It's nice out here. It's supposed to be nice all weekend, actually.
Yeah, I just hadn't looked. I've been lucky enough to get out the last couple of days. South Gulf Cove, anybody got anything?
No, I didn't get anything at all this week.
Okay, there was a lot of news. All right, the West Wall, we're got, you know, the creeks, the bar, the bushes, what do we got?
That's all been pretty good, but Carl's been fishing that quite a bit, so he's got much better opinion on that than I do.
Yeah, right now, a lot.
Uh-oh.
We might have lost him.
Yep.
Hang on, we're going to try and get him back. Okay, as far as the West Wall goes, we lost Carl, but we got him back now. All right, what do we got on the West Wall, Carl?
You know, a lot of pompano on top of the sandbar all the way down the West Wall. Your snook are coming from the south end, all migrating up the West Wall down to the north end. There's also a lot of redfish. The redfish are scattered all the way on the outside of the walls. If you get into your creeks in the deeper water, they're all balled up. There's a lot more redfish hanging out in those creeks right now, like trout, oyster, and the redder ones.
Now, are you finding the smaller redfish in the creeks and the bigger redfish are on the outside, on the outside of the
bottom? Yeah, the bigger ones are on the outside. The smaller ones are all piled up together on the inside of the creeks in the deeper water.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was kind of hearing from a couple different guys, too, so.
The water is really clear, so you do have to stay back pretty far.
You still seeing some bonnet heads cruising around on that lower end?
I haven't seen bonnet heads.
Okay.
I think they're all on the east side, to be quite honest with you. I can't imagine there's a bonnet shark anywhere else.
Well, the guy said he saw three of them but couldn't get them to eat, and he wasn't sure what he was doing wrong, but he didn't have any live shrimp with him, or frozen shrimp for that matter.
Without shrimp, they're hard to get.
Yeah.
That's just what those bonnets want
to
eat.
That's what I was explaining to him.
The Cape Hayes. What's going on down at Cape Hayes?
Cape Hayes, there's a lot of shrimp at Cape Hayes right now. The trout fishing is also doing very good, about 4 feet of water. Right on the outside of Cape Hayes Point, there's a lot of trout fishing. We also a chance of looking up on Pompano, doing very, very good.
Now those snook have been on the inside of the trough, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The best has been going on the outgoing side for the snook.
Okay.
What are you catching them on?
Mainly white bait, but I am throwing some like sucks, split pearls, and some paddle pearls. Also that live target bait I'm looking at for over there too.
Okay. It works. Yeah, I've been hearing they've been doing okay on some of the artificials down there.
Yeah, I could make a lot of money right now telling people where you find white bait. I mean, I've been offered a lot of money for that because you're the only one out there getting it. I said, no, I ain't saying a word. But yeah. It's funny how many people are. I'd watch your rearview mirror because they're going to start following you because you're probably the only person getting any. There's been a few, but not many. All right, it's going to take us into Bull Bay and Turtle Bay, and you and I were fishing there on Tuesday, and I will say, I used to fish that area a lot, and you know it way better than I did when I was going back there. I think the most impressive thing about what we did last Tuesday, because we caught, 20, 30, maybe more snook, and a lot of nice trout. And several of the trout were 20-inch range. But I think it's your knowledge of the area. And what impressed me, we were fishing one spot that I used to fish regularly, and you were pointing out the bottom features, where the holes were, and all this stuff. And I got my hats off to you, Carl. You spend the time and learn those spots so well. It was actually very, very impressive just to be there and going to all these spots. And there was two or three times I was actually lost. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I didn't think anybody could actually do that to me anywhere in Charlotte Harbor. But you actually, there was twice I can tell you, I really had no idea where I was. And that's pretty awesome.
That's saying a lot.
That was pretty awesome. But I mean, you know, if some sucker's going to try and follow Carl, God bless you, good luck, and pack a lunch, because you ain't getting out of there for a long time.
No. I wouldn't recommend it.
No. I was laughing at Carl. I said, well, I think I want to sell this boat. I was just laughing. You no way you're getting rid of it. You might buy a third boat, you know, so you have that one, your big offshore boat you're getting very soon, and then another one. But I can't see you ever getting rid of that. That thing's like an airboat, for God's sakes. All right.
Yeah, I think I changed my mind.
What about Bull Bay, Turtle Bay? Now, we must have saw at least 50 redfish. We could not get them to bite except the one I dropped in the water. And, you know, outside of... So I know there's a lot of reds. Any new updates on that?
I mean, the next day we went there and wore them out with my clients. The next day they were feeding good. I mean, we did exactly what we did when I was with you, and they just ate a lot better that the very next day.
Well, we were there the day of the front, so...
Yeah, I mean, that had something to do with it, but you know, the redfish, they're still...
Are you just saying I'm just nothing but bad luck? Are you getting this? Are you getting this, Robert? Isn't he just saying I'm the jinx on the boat, that before he took me out, there was lots of redfish, they were catching it afterwards? I'm thinking I'm beginning to hear jinx on the boat here.
Hey, at least you got to hear it instead of just me. Every time I get on the boat, it's the same concept. So it's quite nice to have the shoe on the other foot for once. You know, that's not bad. What about those?
Go ahead, Robert.
What about those snooking the redfish and pompano out front?
Yeah, there's a lot of fish, especially with all this low water that we've been having. You know, the fish have to go somewhere where there's going to be water, you know, that they can get to. And on the outside of Turtle Bay and Bull Bay, you know, there's that sandbar there, and it drops off. I mean, you could get the Queen Mary in there if you want. There's just a lot of water there, and there's a lot of bait. There's a lot of food in that area. So right now, I mean, that's where I'm doing a lot of my fishing, is on the outside, just because of how much food and deep water there is right now.
And there, you're catching them still on the white bait, or are you catching them on a little bit of everything?
White bait and tinfish. Throwing both of them at them now. I haven't tried shrimp yet with them, but the white bait and tinfish are doing very good.
Well, okay. What's weird for me is, and I'm actually writing an article about this, is the snook are definitely interested in the bigger shrimp, but I'm catching better redfish and more of them on smaller shrimp than I am on bigger shrimp. And it's a straight down the middle. If you want to catch anything from a smaller snook to a bigger one, get as big a shrimp as you can get, but more redfish and even larger redfish on the smaller size shrimp. And it's really weird, because even the day I was fishing with you, that was one of the smallest pieces of bait we had that I caught that redfish on, and I don't really know what it is. If I got a little larger piece, the snook would hit it more readily, but I'm seeing that with shrimp and with white bait, the snook are interested in the bigger ones, and the redfish, I'm catching more of them on the smaller ones. Now, I could be wrong on that, but
is it that time of year where we have a lot of small grass shrimp inside?
Yeah, we got a lot of shrimp out there. There's tons of shrimp on the flats and everywhere else.
Well, that's probably got a big reason, big thing to do with it then.
All right, let's see. Cape Hayes Reef, anything out there?
I have not been there.
Okay, nobody knows.
Holy school, count those rays.
Really?
Yeah, big school is going right underneath my boat.
I haven't seen those yet this year. I always look forward to that. They're just amazing when they go, and you just get 100 of them that all of a sudden decide to go underneath the boat at the same time.
Yep, this is the first pod I've seen.
And they're like flying in formation.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty magnificent.
So, what about Gasparilla Sound, the tailing flats? You and I fished there a little bit. What's going on over there from Devilfish on up towards Placida?
There's a lot of snook around Devilfish and Sandfly right now. Mainly on the side that's closer to Kaopalu, away from the intercoastal. And then if you get up into like Whitten Creek area, there's starting to be a lot more redfish in there. We got in the other day and we seen a bunch of tailors on the real low tide. So that area is starting to pick up too on redfish.
My nephew's been catching some fairly good-sized snapper working those bushes, too. Not great numbers, but like 13, 15-inch fish. And he's catching them all on shrimp. He actually caught a couple on his fly when he was actually casting to a couple of redfish that he saw.
If you go around all your oyster mounds out there, there's a lot of really nice sheephead that have moved in. Pretty good-sized sheephead on all your little oyster beds and oyster mounds.
Yes.
What about up there and inside Whitten Creek? Have you been up in there at all?
Yep. I mean, that's where I seen all those tailing redfish the other day, is inside Whitten Creek, about halfway back on the shallow grass flat.
Okay. Well, let's go out to Placida. What's happening around the pier, the trestle, and that area right there?
Been a little bit of a mixed bag there from what I've been hearing from guys. Some sheep's head are starting to move up onto those pilings. A lot of guys are catching some nice-sized mangrove snapper. I've heard of two legal gag caught off there and a whole bunch of shorts. And then the occasional Spanish mackerel, occasional bluefish has been coming through too. So it's not too bad. How about you, Carl? Anything around there you've been fishing?
Well, they've been getting some pompano around the trestles, and they're definitely getting. I've been hearing about a lot of nice sheep still being caught. I do know we checked it the other day just for like 20 minutes. We got a couple short gags off them.
Cool. So, getting
better.
We
caught
better
the
gags right
on pinfish. We were dropping pinfish down, and that's how we caught the gag.
Still not bad at all. Especially get them right there. You know, it's funny, we're hearing more about gags right there than we are anywhere else.
Yeah, more than out in the Gulf, actually.
Yeah.
Lemon Bay. What's going on up in Lemon Bay? Anybody been up there? Got any reports?
Trout fishing is amazing up there right now.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
And you're catching some very, very, very nice trout.
Guys are just drifting along the edges of the channel and over some of the deeper sand holes and either drifting soft plastics under a popping cork or pinfish is what I've been hearing the bigger ones being caught on. What did they catch them on that you've been hearing about, Carl?
Mostly they're all kayak fishermen, so they're all throwing like little paddle tails, artificials, gulp shrimp under a float too.
Right.
But most of the ones I'm talking to, they're all using artificial.
Yeah, I've been getting a little mixture from people. And honestly, that's the only thing I've heard about up in there. There should be other stuff going on, but the guys are mainly talking about the trout.
We have been hearing about a few redfish being caught. Pretty good size redfish, but they're all being caught on cut pinfish.
Cut pinfish in the sand holes, or?
Yeah, cut pinfish all in the sand holes. You know, probably 20, 30 yards off the mangrove on that little low tide.
Yeah. How big are the redfish you're talking about?
Quite a few of them have been just over, you know, in that 30-inch range. There has been a few upper slot ones caught.
Yeah. To be quite honest, I've told both Robert and Terry that I want to get you to take all of us out, you know, to go fishing. I'd like them to do what I did with you the other day. Mm-hmm. That was awesome, and a couple of places where I've actually not fished before, which is saying something, because like I say, I used to, you know, just for 4 months of the year for quite a while, I used to live in that area. I'd be in those areas 15 hours a day. But sometime next week or in the week after, I want to get you to take me, Robert, and Terry out and do the type of fishing that we did. I think they're going to have a ball. I am going to bring you, and as a thank you for the trip, I'm going to give you four of those Penn Conflict 2 combos in the 2500 series. That's a gift because, Penn wants you fishing some of the reels now, so they're going to get you some reels, but I'm going to get you those combos because you fished it last night, Robert. What did you think of it?
I was really actually pretty impressed by it. I mean, that was at 2,500 or was that
the 25?
It was really nice. I mean, I loved how it casted, but I really loved the feel of it overall.
And I can tell you, Terry's landed 27-inch redfish on it. She caught the snook with it last night in the canal. And our canal still has a tree that's laid all the way across the canal that hasn't been taken out yet. So between our dock, the neighbor's dock, and this big oak tree that literally goes all the way across the canal, she got it out with no problem at all.
Yeah, I thought that was just your little land bridge that you were going to use to go visit the neighbors across the canal.
I'm thinking about just beveling the top of it off, putting some railings. It's kind of cool, maybe cutting a hole in it on the bottom, you know. So, anyway, Englewood Pier, next to the Tom Adams Bridge, the Anger Pier. What's going on there?
Honestly, I have not gotten a report out of that in a couple weeks now. It's kind of
strange. I've been hearing about some nice sheephead. Also, the nighttime snook fishing has been pretty good. Haven't heard much about snapper or anything like that, but been hearing a lot about some nice sheephead.
All right. Okay, that's going to take us out into the Gulf of Mexico. And let me stretch my fingers because this is usually one where Robert goes on. All right, let's see if I can think about typing this out. Okay, Robert first. What do we got?
Anywhere from 3 to 20 miles, the Kings have been. Not hearing much about Spanish. There's been a few around, but no consistent numbers. Same way with the triple tail. We were actually talking about that this morning with Mike Myers. The triple tail have been out there, but they're starting to really scatter. They're not in more consistent numbers the way they were. But the guys who are fishing, you know, bottom fishing, you know, grocery shopping, as I call it, they're catching some really nice lane snapper out there in that 50 to 65 feet of water, with a handful of nice mangroves and porgies and sheep's head. Other than that, I haven't heard a whole heck of a lot other than the occasional cobia that's swimming up on people while they're anchored or drifting over some of the reefs out there. How about you, Carl?
The other day, we were actually out in about 40 to 45 feet of water, and we did very good. We caught a lot of big lane snapper, porgies, grunts. We were even catching some really nice sea bass. We were getting a lot of short ripper, but, you know, it's fun. But, and we were only in about 40, 45 feet of water. There's also, I had a buddy that was out there yesterday. He said he's seen a lot of surface activity, a lot of kings. He said he's seen a lot of bonita, too. They were about 30, 35, 40 miles out there where they were seeing all the activity.
Right. See, and I've had a couple guys say that they felt like the tickle of red tide in their throat and their nose. So, but they said it was very, very brief, so I'm assuming that there's some patches out there, but very, very scattered. Nothing super concentrated, so I think that might be part of the role in some of the bait and bigger fish moving out, and especially like the triple tail becoming a little bit more scattered out there.
Yeah, according to the red tide reports I've had, that we've got some blooms in Charlotte County, a little bit, one bad bloom in Charlotte, one bad bloom in Lee, better up by Sarasota, but it's very limited in scope right now. So a lot of background and low concentrations, but only a couple of actual bigger blooms.
Okay.
I haven't seen any everywhere I've been. I haven't seen any at all.
All right.
That's a good thing.
This is going to take us into, anybody heard Venice, what's going on at Venice in the past there, anything, jetties?
There was a lot of guys fishing it this past week, snook fishing, and they were doing fairly well, but it was a really, really early a.m. bite from like 3 o'clock until about sunrise in the morning, and then they were also catching a few big mangrove snapper doing the same thing. They're pitching out a shrimp and just letting it drift right across those jetties and picking up some 14 and even a couple 15-inch mangroves. Other than that, it's been a little quiet with other stuff. Now that snook season's closed, we'll start hearing more about the sheep's head and whatever else starts to move in.
Anything, Carl?
My parents were actually there the other day. They weren't fishing, but they said they walked out on the jetties, and they said that they've seen a lot of really big sheep's head all over the rocks. They didn't fish, of course, but they said that they've seen a lot of nice sheep's head and snapper there.
And the water's so clear there compared to some of the passes down here.
All right. Anybody got anything at Redfish Pass?
I got nothing down there.
Okay. Boca Grande?
Boca Grande's been okay. The snapper bite has started to pick up this past week with some of the guys drifting through there. And then they've been catching some bluefish also. A couple guys fishing from the bank out there have been catching some Spanish mackerel, some sheep's head, and I heard of two whiting being caught by a guy. He said they were pretty nice size. Overall, been a little on the quieter side for as many people were fishing. If you go by my report, when I was out there last Sunday, it was terrible.
All right, how about Captiva?
I got into a lot of snook at Boca Grand Pass.
Oh, okay.
Beginning of the week, I got into a bunch of snook. That same day Robert was out there, I hit it first thing in the morning. We caught 25, 30 foot snook off the broke down concrete pier.
Oh, right there on the beach side. Yeah, we didn't catch anything there, and then moved inside and still didn't catch anything.
I also, while we were sitting there fishing for the snook, I was watching those guys catch pompano off the rocks. They were just throwing a shrimp out there on the bottom with a couple split shots on it, and they were catching some nice pompano.
Yeah.
But that was early in the morning.
Yeah, we were out there late in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, you know, it makes a difference. Yesterday, caught a lot of fish early, but once that sun came up, it just slowed way down. All right, if you're going to go out and walk along the beaches on the Gulf of Mexico, casting out into the Gulf from land, what would you be likely to catch?
The only good report I've heard was from actually up there by Middle Beach. They've been getting some...
The hell was all that?
A bait...
Cast net
bucket.
Oh, okay. It sounded like we were being invaded.
Right. Up there at Middle Beach, the guys are catching some small jacks, a couple of flounder. They're seeing some small snook, and been getting a few ladyfish also, just fishing right there, walking along, pitching the little silly willy jigs, and just shrimp bottom fishing. That's the only report I've gotten.
There's still quite a few snook out on the beaches right now. I've been seeing a lot of snook out there. I'm doing a lot of snook fishing on the beach still. While we're also doing that, I'm seeing quite a few whiting very, very close to the shore, though. Some decent-sized whiting, too.
Which is a nice thing to hear, because it's been a while since I've heard good stuff about them.
All right.
No pompano out there?
I haven't seen any pompano out there. The most pompano I've seen, the biggest concentration is on the west wall.
Gotcha.
All right. Doing Ponarasa Sanibel. What's going on with Ponarasa and Sanibel?
Anyway. A lot of flounder down there. From there all the way up the whole Mount Lachey side, I'm getting a lot of flounder down there. The trout fishing is doing very good down there by St. James City.
Right. That's what I've been hearing about. That's it. About the only thing I've gotten was St. James City, and right there at Ponarasa around those docks, the guys have been catching some bigger trout. And they were all...
If you go over there by those docks and throw some ladyfish, you get a good chance of getting some big snook over there right now.
Yeah. Those big fish get underneath those docks and will rail you in a heartbeat if you're not equipped for it.
Yeah, you better bring a big rod.
Yeah. Yeah, no little rods for that game.
All right. Well, don't hit that. All right. Oh, thank God. I thought I was going to delete that whole thing. Keeps happening to me over and over again. Anybody got anything on the Coosahatchee?
I've got nothing.
Nope. Nothing on the Coosahatchee.
All right. Mount Lachey, according to what you just said, there's some flounder there.
Yep, a lot of flounder. Because, I mean, Mount Lachey has a lot of oyster beds in it, so there's been a lot of flounder hanging out in Mount Lachey. Another thing, there's a lot of redfish out there. We're doing best on them down there with shrimp and crabs.
What about the sheep's head? You hearing much about the sheep's head? Because I've had several guys saying that they're getting them off the Mount Lachey Bridge, but also quite a few guys saying that they're seeing them cruising around the flats.
Yep, or anywhere that there's oyster beds, that's where I'm finding all them sheep's head at. That's where I target the sheep's head, is on the oyster beds, and there is quite a few big sheep's head down there.
That's about the only way I'm successful at catching them, is when they're around those oyster beds or right at the mouths of the creek. So if I try standing on the piers, I can catch them, but nothing like I can fishing those oyster beds. I don't know why, they just seem a little more aggressive to me, or I'm just better angled at hooking them.
I think they're more aggressive around them.
All right, now this is going to take us over to Pine Island Sound. What's going on in Pine Island Sound?
A lot of different varieties of stuff.
I have not been in Pine Island Sound.
All right, Robert, what do you got?
The redfish and the snook have been scattered around, mostly on the northern end of the island, from, say, Yusepa down south to about just below the shacks to, what is that, Captiva Rocks, that big sandbar and flat there. Been a few flounder in some of those deeper sand holes and right along the edges of the channel just below the shacks there. And then a couple guys have hooked into a few Spanish mackerel, and I even heard of a couple of small black tips and bonnet heads being caught down there also. So, a little bit of a mixed variety.
Alright. God. I'm going to sit down this week and type the word the 200 times on my computer. I keep typing it H-T-E. So if you see that on the website, it means the. I don't know why that is, but it's making me nuts. All right, Jug Creek Shoals, Boquilla area.
I haven't heard of anything.
Right there around Boquilla, on the inside of Jug Creek on that grass flat, there has been a lot of trout. There's actually been some pretty good-sized trout hanging around over there. You know, shrimp on a float would be your best bet.
Float. Okay. And that's going to take us over to Burnt Store Two Pines area. What's going on at Burnt Store Two Pines?
I've heard of a couple pompano on the outside of the bar, down closer towards Two Pines. And then a few redfish and a few oddball trout. My one customer called here the other day because he saw it and he was looking it up on your website, and he actually called here to make sure he was in the right area. He was fishing there and he was seeing puffer fish. He caught a couple ladyfish and a couple trout, but he had just gotten there, so he never did call me back to let me know how great he made out or bad he made out.
Anything, Carl?
There's been quite a few redfish around those oyster bars right there around Burnt Store Marina. The snook fishing has been doing very good in Two Pines. There's a lot of snook in Two Pines. Pretty much as soon as you get past that outside island, where it's inside island is a little bit deeper, there's a lot of snook in that deeper cut.
What are they catching those on?
I've been using white bait for them, but I'm pretty sure you could throw a paddle tail or a zoom at them and it'd work just as good.
All right, now this is going to take us over to the east side, and I was on the east side yesterday with Captain Kale, and we were, the first hour and a half we were there, we caught somewhere, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 bonnet sharks. Tremendous amount of fun. Just, you get a shrimp out under the bobber. I have to say, now that is not unusual. It's a great place for, and what you do is, you've got the outside sandbar, then you've got the like hidden middle bar, the little separator bar there, and then back to the islands. You're about halfway from the middle bar to the islands. Just anchored up, shrimp under bobbers of varying degrees. But what was weird, Carl, do you have bonnet sharks boil at your bobber, swirl around them? Like, you know how a redfish comes up and swirls on something?
No, I've never seen them come after the bobber.
They didn't hit the bobber, but they literally swirled all the way around it, getting that shrimp. Maybe the shrimp was darting around the bobber or something like that, but literally seeing surface boils, and then, boom, shark on. And the other thing that was weird, now that happened 3 or 4 times out of it, but enough where it was weird, because I'm not used to seeing bonnets at the surface, and a few of them, actually, when they were hooked, almost like head shook out of the water.
Well, that's pretty strange.
I mean, wow. That was a weird, you know, bonnet sharks are so much fun. They're very powerful. They give you a good fight, especially light tackle stuff. But, you know, to see actually splashing at the surface, boiling around the floats, is not something I expected. It was a little freaky. I was like, I'm expecting literally a big redfish, and then the bobber goes down and just runs off. And
right, that's pretty out of character too. You know, you're not, you know, bonnet heads, like you said, with the right tackle are an absolute blast, but having them swirl or even do a head shake like that where it's partially out of the water, is that would be actually really cool to witness.
It was different because when I saw that big swirl and then the bobber went off, I thought redfish immediately. And, you know, you get that good pull right off. And you can always tell a bonnet because they're going to give you a bit of a pull, run right at the boat, and then haul out again. Right. But that run at the boat kind of signifies you've got a bonnet. But it was so weird. I literally thinking redfish. And then a couple of times I was thinking monster trout, maybe snook. And it turned out they were bonnets.
Still would have been fun. I would love to have just seen that. Just anytime an animal acts out of its norm is always pretty cool to witness.
Yeah, maybe they were just mutant fish. I don't know.
Yeah, it's that full moon got them all excited and twisted up. You know, I've heard of some pretty decent trout activity down there too. Most of the guys are catching the trout drifting just on the outside of the bar in like that 3 to 5 feet of water. Once again, doing popping cork with shrimp or popping cork with a paddle tail and doing fairly good on them. The occasional pinfish, but mostly I've been hearing about the soft plastics under the popping cork drifting along out there.
Yeah.
When I came through there a little bit ago, riding on the, right on the inside of the sandbar, I seen quite a few bull sharks.
Really?
I must have seen 10 or 12 bull sharks when I came through there, because I went over there to catch ladyfish, and there was a bunch of bull sharks in that area.
Any size?
Most of them were short, like small, like 2-3 footers, but there were a couple that were in the 4 to 5 foot range.
Yeah.
But right on the inside of the sandbar they were.
How many mullet did you see running around out there?
A couple of times to see if they were cobia.
Yeah, that's the one thing, you know, you're sitting there, you got cobia, because what Carl and I went there for, or Kale and I went there for, too many cuz in names. Kale and I went there to find the cobia. He's been seeing them back there on inside the bar, and it was just kind of weird, but we got really nice trout, and the trout are larger out by the bar. As you get closer to the islands, the trout gets smaller and less frequent. The closer to the bar you get, the bigger, more frequent the trout were. That's just what we found.
You guys were slowly drifting and anchoring in different little spots?
Yeah, we were just anchored up, fish for a while, catch some fish, and then they slow down. We picked anchor up, move, you know, 100 feet, put the anchor back down, catch more fish, picked anchor up, move, catch more fish. Every time we moved, we'd get a burst of good fish, and then it'd slow off, and then move again, get another burst of good fish.
Well, and that just reinforces the idea of just because you throw your anchor out doesn't mean you have to stay stuck.
Yeah, I mean, people associate an anchor with a mailbox, you know.
Yeah.
They put the anchor up the same way you put a mailbox in front of their house. It's forever, and
yeah,
it's just not the right thing to do. Moving up to Alligator Creek Poacher's Cut. What do we got up there? Skating rink.
Couple guys have been hooking some really nice jacks, trolling in and out of there from burnt store aisles, along with a handful of good sized snook and a whole lot of little snook. Other than that, I haven't heard of much else up inside there.
Around all your islands, on your outer islands on the east wall, all the way out from Pirate Harbor, all the way out of your creek, there's a lot of really cheap, a lot of good snapper, and your deeper cuts. I seen one of my buddies catch 4 nice sheep's heads sitting there just north of Pirate Harbor today around that little oyster mound. There's a lot of redfish, but they are very, very scattered on the east wall.
All right, let me draw back up to the east side here. All right. Lots of redfish, but...
You think that all those redfish that everyone's seeing, they're mostly feeding at night, Carl, because of these clear nights and with the big full moon?
Most likely right now with the full moon they are. You know, I'm out here on the reef, and I mean, there's all types of stuff on the reef out here. There's trout on the reef, there's sheep's head, there's snapper.
Well, hang on, we're getting there. We're at Ponce Park right now.
So what about Ponce?
Ponce Park, what do we got?
I haven't gotten anything there this week.
Snook. There's a lot of snook in there. And there's also been a few baby black drum being caught.
There's a bunch of tiny mangrove snappers there. Kale was loading the boat. There was probably 40 of them hanging around the boat ramp. And there's a few sheephead there. And some black drum, I guess. The back up in PGI in the canals. What's going on up in PGI in the canals?
Been some really, really big jacks in there. I've been hearing of some 10, 12-pound jacks being caught with fair consistency, along with some pretty good-sized snook up underneath some of the docks and boats in there that guys are pitching, just artificials working real slowly. And then, of course, a lot of guys are seeing the snook and the juvenile tarpon on all their lights in there right now. I've not heard much for the snapper back in there yet, though. How about you, Carl? Anything?
No, mainly the jacks. You know, they're in there right now, and they're pretty fun when they get that big.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they're a blast.
Yeah, they're. I always loved it because I'd have 3-4 people on the boat, and they'd all hook up. And they said, "What do we do? What do we do?" I said, "Wait till the last one. Everybody, but till when the last guy has one on, and everybody else has broke off. We'll follow that fish and see if we can land them. In the meantime, you know, this is a racially charged fire drill."
Right.
You know? Yep, they're on their own.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do if you got 2-3 jacks hooked up, because one goes one way, the other goes the other way, and the other one goes the other way again. And all you do is just hang on until one jack left, and then go follow that one to see if you can actually land it. So anyway, Gilcrest Pier, anything?
Crickets.
Nothing.
Okay. It's going to take us out to where Captain Carl is at the moment, and that's at the Alligator Creek Reef. So,
you know, I mean, there's a lot of fish out here. I mean, I had to shut my depth finder off because it was making too much noise. But there's a lot of trout out here on the bottom, a lot of spotted sea trout. There's a lot of snapper and sheep's head over here. This morning I was using shrimp, and I caught 5 or 6 short cobia. So I left and got ladyfish. Now I'm trying to let ladyfish. I mean, there's a lot of fish out here just to get the rod bent.
What are the other boats doing around you that you can see?
Most of them are all trolling.
Looking for the spanner.
I did do a little bit of trolling this morning when there wasn't a lot of boats here.
As far as the ladyfish, are you doing cut or whole?
I'm doing whole. I got them live, sitting on the bottom, just doing what they're doing. I got one on a float, I got one free line, and I have one with two split shots on it.
All right, so what was happening this morning while you were trolling?
I was trolling a storm paddle tail. I love trolling that lure for cobia. I actually got 2 short cobia. They're about 30 inches on them. And then I started using the shrimp, and still short cobia, so that's when I decided just to go get some bigger baits.
Okay. Any runs on them yet?
Nothing yet. Still waiting. I got 3 of them out right now.
All right.
It'd be pretty cool if they all go off at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's the whole new definition of fire drill. By yourself when 3 rods go off at the same time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Robert was laughing at me last night because I was using 2 rods because I was trying to rig up rods that we broke off. I got snagged on the bottom with and stuff, and I had one out under float and another free line. That current was ripping so fast. It was unbelievable last night.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Deep holes in the harbor. What's going on right out from you in those holes, Carl? Anything?
I did troll through the middle hole today, and I got 2 catfish, so I left after that.
All right. Robert, what do you got?
That's honestly the main thing I've heard about, a couple guys getting sail cats while trolling through there. One guy caught a small Spanish the other day, but he caught 3 sail cats in the process. So he kind of gave up and went and headed offshore.
What was he trolling?
Silver spoon.
Okay.
But he was frustrated after about that 3rd catfish, too, just like Carl.
Yeah, I don't like them.
He said the 11-inch Spanish mackerel is what put him over the edge. He said, okay, I'm done. I got really nice weather. I'm going to head out there off to the pass and just offshore and play around.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. Okay, now this is bringing us to the bait report here. And the bait report, white bait on the beaches. I get that. Any other place for white bait?
I did see some out in front of Bull Bay yesterday. No, 2 days ago I seen some out in front of Bull Bay. Not a lot, but I did see some white bait there.
Okay.
Devilfish is full with pinfish.
Okay. Any other places for white bait?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Now, pinfish. I try and do it by the fish here. Hang on. Pinfish. Alright, let's see. Devilfish Key. And where else?
Devilfish, and also right out in front of local Grand Boat Ramp, there's a lot of pinfish. Eldred's, right there in that basin. There's a lot of pinfish out there. Usually I sabiki those ones.
I've been hearing
that
song.
I get my sabiki with a squid,
yeah,
and I drop it down, and that's how I usually catch them, so I don't have to get wet.
Okay, any other place you could find pinfish, Robert?
Over by Pelican Bay, okay. Over there on the backside of Cayo Costa. Been getting some good-sized ones. A couple of guys have been going over there because they've been getting some pinfish and an occasional squirrelfish and the little blue runners. I know it's a hodgepodge for you, but they've been getting a mixed bag over there for the guys heading offshore for grouper.
S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L. Squirrelfish. It wasn't right, but it's squirrelfish.
Yeah, they've been trying to get a variety of bait, so that was their main place where they've been getting it.
All right, ladyfish?
Pyre Harbor.
Is that where you got yours today?
Yep, I ran Pyre Harbor on the outside of the bar, and I was throwing a Silly Willy jig. And that's how I caught all my ladyfish. I got probably 10 in about an hour.
No, that's not bad. At least that's a more consistent spot. Everywhere else I've been hearing about has been one here and one there, nothing.
I mean, I did have to work. I was also sitting there catching trout while I was looking for the ladyfish.
Okay. Yeah. Any other type of bait we should be talking about here?
Shrimp.
People can go out and catch is what I'm asking about. Where people can catch different baits. Is there any...
squirrel fish.
I'm not even asking about thread fins. They've been non-existent. Yeah. You heard any, Carl?
They're like a unicorn.
No. No big ones. There's still some small thread fins out there on the beach.
Squirrel fish and blue runners out there by the crab traps just a couple miles off the beach is what I've been hearing about, too.
All right. So that's going to take us into the freshwater report. Anybody talking about freshwater stuff?
A lot of guys buying shiners for the bass the last several days. You know, that seems to be really the more key thing. I don't know what's going on with the plastic bite because one guy's buying a frog, one guy's buying a worm, another guy's buying a creature bait. You know, they're kind of all over the map with the lures that they're buying right now, but the shiners definitely seem to be the key thing. Minnows have slowed down a little bit. A lot more guys buying wigglers, so I think the bluegill bite's been a little bit better than the crappie bite because of how warm it's been. But, you know, traditionally, usually the full moon gets them excited, but I haven't heard much since yesterday. I don't know how they're doing out there today with the minnows.
Okay.
I've been hearing, you know, all the crappie fishermen, they said that they're there. They haven't fired up yet, but they're all waiting for that the right day. Said they're seeing them, but they're just not really aggressive yet.
Alright, really. Okay, now that's going to take us into the tarpon report, so give me just a second. Okay, what's going on tarpon fishing right now? Big tarpon anywhere?
Nah, I've heard of a couple at the 41 bridge, and then a couple out in the pass, but very few.
I mean, I've seen a couple last week, a couple of big ones right there by Little Gasparilla, but there was just three, and I haven't seen them since.
All right. Tarpon, all right, smaller tarpon.
All over inside PGI.
Yep, from the canal before.
Yeah, PGI and Spring Lake have been the two major places where I've been hearing about them. Last week they were scattered in some others.
From Pyre Harbor.
Did you see some this morning?
I didn't go in there today, but the other day I went in there and there were quite a few of them in there. We couldn't get them to eat though. I only had shrimp.
Gotcha. But
there was quite a few in there.
Okay. Any other place? Anybody heard anything about Cape Coral canals or anything?
I have not. Not this week.
All right. I haven't seen any tarpon out while I've been out, so I'm kind of like with the rest of you, on that. So I guess that's it. Now, one of the things that you may have noticed is we've decided to take the ads off of Radio Fishing. It just took a lot of time, and you know, it just made the report too long. So I'm foregoing the money, and that was actually $15 a week per ad. Count them up; it's a lot of money.
Right.
But we decided it just distracted too much from the Radio Fishing report. So all the ads and stuff for the sponsors, we're going to leave them at the bottom of the place-by-place report for a while, so you can find out people that I deal with and I'm friendly with and all that kind of stuff. But it's just too much on the fishing report, and this shouldn't be about making money. This should just be about reporting fish. So I've decided to pull the ads. We've been doing month to month with everybody. So as of December 1st, and this is the second, I decided to take all the ads out. It was just too much. I got a little greedy, wanted a little extra money to help make the payroll, but I said, you know what? Nope, we're not going to do that. It's not fair to the listeners. So any last things about fishing there, Captain Carl? What do you got? Anything?
I mean, right now I'm still doing a lot of my fishing out towards Turtle and Bull Bay. It just seems like there's a lot more concentration of fish out there right now than up in the harbor. As soon as it gets a little colder, like steady colder, I think all these fish are going to push into our harbor, and our harbor will get a lot better.
Okay. You know, it doesn't seem like the ladyfish are doing that well. We've been on the phone for an hour and 2 minutes here, and I haven't heard the rods go off yet.
No, I'm waiting still. I'm getting ready to grab one and switch it back to a shrimp.
Oh, and this report will be going up. We're sorry the page was down for a while, but something happened and deleted the entire 2017 Radio Fishing collection. And I figured out one way to fix it, and it would have taken me literally a month to do it. And then luckily, I actually found it, was able to come up with a better solution, but it's back up. Hopefully that won't happen again. Because as you know, you can tell we have shows from 13, 14, 15, and 16. At the end of this year, this will be collected, put on another page, and it will be 2017. Radio Fishing will start fresh again on 2018. This is weird, 2018, because I'm a lot older than you guys, and I literally remember what a big deal the year 2000 was. I mean, I remember what 1999 was, but
I remember it.
2000, people in the 50s, 60s, even the 70s, were thinking we were going to, and in a lot of ways we are. Look at the smartphones, and you know, you can talk, and your all this stuff
the
happens.
Jetsons.
The Jetsons. We're about halfway to the Jetsons. The only thing I don't want is the flying cars, unless they're self-driving.
Yes.
Because the last thing I want to see is this bunch of people who can't drive cars with hard brakes on the road. Without running into each other. Turn them loose in the sky? Uh-uh. No, no.
Terrifying.
Self-driving cars. I'll do flying cars if they're automatic pilot, where you have to push a button and tells it how to get, you know, put in the address and it takes you there by button.
Right.
None of the, nobody should be allowed to drive them.
No.
So, anything for you, Captain Carl, our radio fishing guest person of the week?
You know, take advantage of this weekend. It's some beautiful weather all weekend.
Alright. What's your phone number, Carl?
941-565-7325.
You can call Carl and book a fishing trip with him. When's your big boat going to be here, Carl?
Hopefully 2 weeks.
Alright, so
there's a heck of a Christmas present for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be good. So.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to take the whole shop on a fishing trip.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Carl. So, all right, I guess that does it for me. Robert, anything from you? Got any last words?
I agree with Carl. Take advantage of this beautiful weather and maybe head offshore and look for some great fishing out there.
Well, that's what you and I did last night. Me, you, and Terry just went out to... The last couple hours before dark, we just sat by an island.
Peaceful.
Except the sun was really bright.
It was super bright.
Oh, man, because we were looking, because we wanted
next
to see
time,
the sunset.
Let's position ourselves somewhere else.
Well, we're going to have to, like, turn sideways to it and look at the sun over our shoulder, because that was so bright looking into the sun at the end of the day. It was such a relief when it hit the top of the trees, and then it was a beautiful big orange glow in the sky. Right. That was awesome. But that 20 minutes right before that was tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to keep my head down the three quarters of the time until it made it there, and it was beautiful after that.
And thank you again for taking me fishing, Carl. I look forward to doing it again very, very soon. And like I say, I want you to take me, Terry, and Robert. I was telling Robert, because, you know, everybody knows Robert has an eyesight problem. But most of the places we were fishing, and what I found so awesome, I was telling Robert, all you got to do is throw as hard as you can that way. And it's really not a matter, I would say, three or four out of 10 spots that we went, your tight quarters casting at the mangroves. But so many of them, we were off the one island, and it was literally just throw as hard as you can towards that island. And we caught redfish out, or one redfish out there, and then some snook and whatever else. But you don't have to actually be that good at casting, as long as you can throw that direction.
Well, that's what I need.
You know. But that was what was kind of awesome about it. But I'm taking my rods, I'm going to the canal at night, and I am practicing casting again, because Carl was literally throwing 10 to 20 feet further than I was on almost all those casts. This is not going to happen again.
Right.
It's on next time we're out, buddy. I saw them baits flying past by. That ain't happening to me again. No. I mean, sitting there watching Carl, I'm like, dang, can I get there? You know?
Right.
So, all right. So, you've shown me I'm old and out of practice, Carl, but I will fix that. So.
You got it.
Yeah, I know. As long as I have a gripper for the redfish, I'm in good shape.
Yep.
All right. Enough of this. But all right. The music is playing. The producer says we're just about out of here. This is the Area Fishing Report, brought to you by Fish and Franks. And no more ads, boys and girls. We're not going to do that to you. So thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. And listen to our shows from WKDW Radio, awesome little community station. Robert and I are really enjoying working with the people up there. And that's kdwradio.com. Check them out. So we'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you again, Carl. Say goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.